It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Climate change isn't just affecting the living. During major storms, rainfall sometimes floods tombs in low-lying graveyards across the city. So at Brooklyn's Greenwood Cemetery, they're making their eternal homes stormproof. That way, its 600,000 bodies won't rise from all that water. WNYC's Rosemary Misdairy reports from the Sunset Park Necropolis as part of her regular series, The Climate Changers.
Joseph Cherub is the director of horticulture at Greenwood Cemetery. He is opening a metal hatch next to Sylvan Pond.
That water rushing sound that you hear right now is water rushing into the combined sewer.
It's one of four on-site bodies of water. Inside the hatch is a drain pipe large enough to fit a watermelon.
It flows here, and then a network of catch basins throughout this landscape also feed into Sylvan water. And from here, through a pipe, the water exits into the city's combined sewer.
More and more often, that flow is becoming a problem during downpours.
And at a certain point, there's some sort of gate, and it gets switched so the subways don't flood. And what that does is backs that water up, and that would end up in the yard area.
Facilities manager Frank Morelli lives at Greenwood. He says storms in the past 10 years have damaged the National Historic Landmark. Hurricane Sandy was a huge dilemma.
The trees that came out were huge, and it was literally torn out of the ground. It took a toll on a lot of stone.
Do you have a ballpark figure of how many stones you had to repair?
It was well over 100.
That's why the city has launched a new project to retrofit the burial grounds and better manage stormwater where it lands. By installing subterranean storage tanks and rain gardens, the property can capture up to 2 inches of rain in these spots. That can keep the water out of the sewers. Sylvan Pond's drainage structure will also get its own high-tech upgrade.
The idea is that that structure there will be connected to a weather station run by an algorithm. And when it anticipates a storm coming, it releases water into the combined sewer,
which would make more room in the pond before a heavy rain event. The city and state are investing more than $2 million to make these improvements. It's the first design for the Resilient NYC Partners Program, an initiative that launched last year to make private property climate resilient. In a city where about half the land is privately owned, government support is necessary, according to Valerie Strasberg at the Nature Conservancy. She's an advisor on the plan.
In order to manage the volume of runoff that we have in large storm events, we need to make sure that we're doing the right projects in the right places. And that doesn't always align with where public land is most available. And that's the case in New York City.
Cemeteries are just one example of a large private green space. This project could serve as a prototype for similar properties, such as a golf course. And the benefits will spill out well beyond Greenwood's fences.
By doing these projects, Greenwood is actually holding back a huge volume of rainfall, which allows for the city to kind of have a little bit more of a buffer and insurance against flooding.
With another month left of hurricane season, groundskeeper Morelli keeps an eye on the weather. Not even future flood protections can put his mind at ease. He spends hours securing and clearing the cemetery grounds when the forecast calls for rain.
We'll do whatever we have to, because tomorrow someone needs to be buried. And nothing's going to stop that.
The one-year construction project will break ground next spring. Rosemary Misdairy, WNYC News.